Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic. China is asking Australia to respect its laws and not interfere in the case of Australian journalist Cheng Lei. Ms. Lei has spent 6 months in detention over spying charges. Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Wenbin insists her rights will be guaranteed during the court process.
Cheng Lei is suspected of illegally providing state secrets to foreign countries and approved the arrest of the suspect Cheng Lei on February the 5th in accordance with the Criminal Procedure Law of the People's Republic of China.
Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Australia is not interfering. She has asked for basic standards of justice, procedural fairness, and humane treatment. People are continuing to protest the military coup in Myanmar. Protesters are demanding the release of Aung San Suu Kyi after the military took power from her. Ms. Suu Kyi was democratically elected in November last year. However, the military claims the elections were not fair. Coup leader and military chief, General Min Aung Hlaing, says he will build a democratic system. Protesters are still angry, saying they do not want the army to be involved.
We do not want the military junta. We never ever wanted this junta. Nobody wants it. All the people are ready to fight them.
The family of an Australian academic detained in Myanmar says he has done nothing wrong. Sean Turnell was the advisor to Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. His wife, Ha Vu, says she is concerned and is asking the Australian government to help. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says Mr. Turnell is very respected in Australia.
We have called for the immediate release of Australian citizen Professor Sean Turnell from detention in Myanmar. Our embassy has been providing Professor Turnell with extensive support during this ordeal.
In Australia, Victoria has recorded no new coronavirus cases after many tests were done on Monday. One positive case was found over the weekend, a hotel quarantine worker from Melbourne Airport who got infected. There are a few high-risk exposure sites in Melbourne, including a bottle shop, cake shop, and clothing shop. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says the worker has the UK variant of coronavirus.
And there are 136 work close contacts or employment close contacts. Similarly, they're all isolating. They'll get tested, and as soon as we're in a position to update you on those results, we will.
You're listening to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sophia Petrovic.